Well, can it be the 1st of November already? It can. How do we know that? Because Tennessee Bob's in the studio.
Howdy, Tim. Good to see you.
First Sunday of the month. Well, we make it the second Sunday, but we try and aim for this.
We bounce all around. Who knows where it's going to end up?
And as always, we're going to look at some strange laws from the next state of the union, which is going to be New Mexico.
One of the states out west, tough to find weird laws out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's a newer state, relatively. Okay.
But we'll come on to that. But what's been going on back home?
I've got two Halloween-related and one just kind of out there, really. So we'll start with in Salem, Massachusetts, obviously known for the witch trials. Well, this gives a new meaning to the word witch trial. Lori Forza, who calls herself a hereditary high priestess and identifies as a witch, she's been granted a restraining order against Christian Day, who is the self-proclaimed world's best-known warlock, for harassment. So harassing phone calls were from Mr. Day to Miss Forza, and she's locally known as the founder and head mother of Our Lord and Lady, the Trinakia Church, and is a business rival to Mr. Day, who has witchcraft and warlock and magic.
So this is all about money, really, isn't it?
It's really all about money, but this is the modern-day witch trial. It's just suing people for restraining orders and injunctions.
Well, at least nobody's going to get burned at the stake at the end of it.
All right. Next on to Avila, Indiana. Allie Carter and her dog were out on a waterfowl hunt in the north of the state recently. And in an attempt to reposition herself, get a better aim, she laid her gun on the ground for a moment. Unfortunately, her faithful canine decided at that moment to walk across, stepped on the shotgun, causing it to fire and shoot her in the foot.
I actually know this story. The dog was called Trigger.
The dog's name is Trigger. You beat my punchline. Oh, you got me to it. Oh, yeah, the dog's name's Trigger, which Roy Rogers' horse. It's a popular name for dogs and horses and stuff. But last but not least, another kind of Halloween-related on to Washington State, and the State Patrol recently pulled over a driver they suspected of trying to circumvent the carpool lane rules, passenger. Upon inspection, the man had buckled a zombie baby doll into the passenger seat.
I don't think that counts.
No, it doesn't count. Complete with makeup and clothes. It said they did let him slide because he didn't have a child seat, that the zombie doll did not meet height requirements. So,
But very good. Okay, well, that all good stuff, and a couple of Halloween stories, as you say. But now New Mexico, so a newer state, obviously, as the name would suggest.
The Louisiana Purchase really kind of purchased everything west of the Mississippi, almost to California. California was another separate purchase, but New Mexico was included in that, and so that was for a long time just unsettled territories. It is now a lot of Native American reservations, because the reservations and places where they were put to during the Trail of Tears in New Mexico. But it says on the books, and this is the only state law I've got on the list, is idiots may not vote.
That should be a law everywhere.
It says idiots and insane people. I like the wording, idiots and insane people. So idiots may not vote. Hunting is prohibited in Mountain View Cemetery in Deming, New Mexico. What would you hunt in a cemetery?
Well,
I'm not really sure.
No, not much you'd want to eat. Anyway, that's for sure.
I was at the park today with my dog. I saw a tailless squirrel.
No, first thing
was weird.
Go there.
Yeah. All right. And last, in Las Cruces, you may not carry a lunchbox down Main Street.
Really?
And how do you get your lunch? Is that to force people to buy lunches from the little mom and pop stores? How do you have to covertly put it under your jacket?
There's a backstory there that we haven't got, which we'd love to know.
But. And do bags count? Brown bagging it, you know? Does that?
I don't know.
Tim, as always, this has been a blast.
Yeah, now we had to pick a piece of music that related to New Mexico.
Yeah, we do. Now, John Denver's from there, but you don't really associate him with it, but you got that one song, and it says Albuquerque over and over and over and over again.
And that's what we're going to play you. It's Prefab Sprout. Thank you very much, Bob.
Thank you very much, sir.